We are in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost.
Now here St. Paul is saying, I would like to tell you about the spiritual gift, but at the same time I want to remind you, you were Gentiles and you were carried away, means the devil was your God and idols where you were worshipping. And he said dumb idols. Dumb idols mean they don't speak, they don't do anything but sit there. And so if somebody worship the dumb idol, they will be dumb also. Because when you sit there and don't talk for a long time, I guarantee you, your tongue will not work. So he's reminding them how your spiritual life was. You were spiritually dead. You were worshiping dumb idols. And you were led by that demonic spirit. But now he is trying to say, I want to give you a little bit understanding about the spiritual things. If somebody has the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ, that person will not be cursing God. They should be calling, help me Jesus. But they using the word like a curse word. So he is trying to say, there is not a single person who is born again, child of God, will curse Jesus Christ. And sometimes some people have practice using the curse word or saying something foul language. But when you are born again, you have to say, I do not want to use this word because I am a child of God. And then he says, and no one can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And here people make some mistakes. Now here he says, people will not call the Lord, Lord, until the Holy Spirit tells you to call. Now some people say, oh, that means you have to have the Holy Spirit inside of you to call Jesus Lord. That's not the meaning he says here. People are saying, when you tell somebody, do you have the Holy Spirit? Did you receive the Holy Spirit? He says, it's Romans chapter 12 verse 3. He says, if I didn't have the Holy Spirit, how can I call him Lord? You understand? So they said, we have to have Holy Spirit to call Jesus Lord. How do we call Jesus Lord when you're born again? How do you get born again? The Holy Spirit inspires you to be born again. Holy Spirit doesn't have to be inside of you. Holy Spirit can be whispering in your ears when the message is coming. Believe, believe, give your heart to Jesus. Believe Jesus Christ as your Lord. And when you yield to the Word of God or the message is coming to you, the Word of God says faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. And you cannot get saved without faith. When you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the time you call him Lord. Even though you call him Lord, you are born again, that doesn't mean the third person of Trinity, Holy Spirit, you received. Third person of Trinity, Holy Spirit, only you get when you are born again, child of God, and you call upon the Holy Spirit and you want to receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit doesn't come automatically. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come when you are not saved. Holy Spirit is given for the born again children of God. So here the Word of God says, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean that every born-again person has the Holy Spirit. Then what the born-again person has? each and every born again person has the Spirit of Christ. Let's read the Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
If someone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his means what? He's not even Christian. You cannot call him a born-again child of God. Then how does the Spirit of Christ come in you? It says in St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Please read. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
To him, to whom? As many as called upon whom? Call upon God and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, those people get authority, power to call to be sons of God. That means you cannot be sons of God until you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That means we are born from God. If you read the verse 13, it says we are born from above.
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
How did we get born again? By the will of God. And once you receive Jesus Christ, we are born from above. We have the Spirit of Christ, and Spirit of God lives in us when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So people get confused. You have the Holy Spirit, but you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not divided like that. Holy Spirit is one. And that Holy Spirit comes upon you when you are born again and you call upon Jesus and ask to send you the Holy Spirit, or fill you with the Holy Spirit, or baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not come without asking. Book of Luke, the 11th chapter.
11.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Okay. Who receives the Holy Spirit? The people who ask God, give me the Holy Spirit. And then somebody says, oh, you got the demonic spirit. The unknown tongue is from the devil. Here it says, if the worldly father knows, if you ask the bread, he doesn't give you stone. If you ask the fish, he doesn't give you snake. If you ask the egg, he doesn't give you scorpion. How much more the heavenly Father will give you the Holy Spirit when you ask? So if somebody says, I asked the Holy Spirit, God gave me the Holy Spirit, and now I speak in tongue with God, and that is God-given gift. And somebody say, oh no, that's for devil. He says, the word of God says, all good gifts comes from above. So this is God-given gifts, it's not the devil-given gift. So point I'm making, the Holy Spirit will not come if you are not born again. And Holy Spirit compared with a new wine. So the new wine, you cannot keep it in the old bottle or old skin. So what he's trying to say, Holy Spirit comes when you are new, born again. That's the time Holy Spirit comes. Go back to the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 now, verse 3 again.
Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
So now, once and for all, let's remember in your mind, no one has the Holy Spirit if they are not born again. The people say, I call Jesus my Lord, and if they are not born again, they don't have the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of Christ comes when you are born again. Okay, verse 4.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Different kinds of gifts by the Holy Spirit. Now many people making mistake here also, I want to clarify. When you read the Galatians chapter 5, there are 9 fruits of the spirits are mentioned. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are 9 gifts of the spirit are mentioned. And many scholars and many teachers and many preachers are making mistakes. What they are saying, all these 9 fruits of the spirits, they are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if we have all those fruits, that means we are filled with the Holy Spirit. That is a wrong teaching. I'll explain to you. Go to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5:22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
When you count it, there are 9. Now again, what did we read? The fruits of the Spirit. All these fruits you can produce once you are born again. Because Jesus Christ is love. And once you receive Jesus Christ, you produce that fruit of love. And so on and so forth. So, each and every fruit can be produced by born again believer. You do not have to have the gift of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, to produce these fruits. You have to be born again. If you are born again, then all the fruits will come out of you. And so if you are not producing fruits, that's the sign you are not spiritual, or you are not born again, or you are spiritually dead. The fruit of the Spirit is produced by born again child of God. And how you produce it? By the Spirit of Christ living in you and by the Spirit of God living in you. You do not have to have the gift of the Holy Spirit or the baptism of the Holy Spirit to produce these fruits. Why I'm saying this? Because there are a group of people or denominations, they will tell you, all these fruits I have, I'm a good person, I'm born again, I love, I have patience, I have all kinds of fruits, these 9 fruits in my life. How can you tell me I don't have the Holy Spirit? That's the time you have to tell him, sir, you have Christ in you. You have the Spirit of God in you. You are born again child of God. That's why you're producing these fruits. And if you're claiming that I have the Holy Spirit, then I want to ask you, when did you receive the Holy Spirit? Tell me. If you receive the Holy Spirit, how do you know you receive the Holy Spirit? The sign is this. Speaking in tongue. He says, how do you know? Does it say in the Bible? Yes. Cornelius' family called Peter to come and preach to them. Peter goes and preached. While he was preaching, he gave the message of salvation, water baptism, and Holy Spirit. As they were listening to the message, this is in Book of Acts chapter 10. But now you don't have to go there. Time doesn't permit. So what I'm trying to say, while Peter was preaching, God poured down the Holy Spirit and they start speaking in tongues. And then Peter says, now, the same way God baptized us with the Holy Spirit, same way he baptized the Cornelius family. So who is going to stop the water not to baptize these people? So nobody said anything and Peter baptized those people. Or he commanded them to be baptized. And then 11th chapter of book of Acts, if you read, Peter goes to Jerusalem and all these apostles start criticizing Peter. Why did you baptize those people? Why did you baptize Gentiles? What Peter says, God filled them with the Holy Spirit and he baptized them and us the same way. We spoke in tongue and they spoke in tongue. So what is the difference when God approved Gentiles, who are we to oppose Gentiles? So that proves that Peter understood when they spoke in tongue, they filled with the Holy Spirit. If they didn't speak in tongue, Peter will not know. You understand? Another example. That example is in book of Acts chapter 19. You have to read from verse 1 to 6, but we don't have time. We don't have to read it. So what I'm trying to say, here the group of people were baptized by Apollos. And the Paul comes and asks them a question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believe? What did they say? We never heard of Holy Spirit. That means the Saint Paul said, then what kind of baptism you took? Why Paul is saying this? Paul knew the new commandment God has given to the Peter and all apostles, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. If they did not hear the name Holy Spirit, that means something wrong with their baptism also. So then Paul baptized them again. And when he baptized them, God gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit and they start speaking in tongue and prophesying. So the point I'm making, if somebody comes to you and says, I have the Holy Spirit, but I do not speak in tongue. Say, sir, what do you have is the Spirit of Christ and Spirit of God, third person of Trinity, did not come to you yet because you are not baptized with the Holy Spirit or you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. The sign is this, you will be speaking in tongue. Okay, so he is trying to say to the church now, there are different kinds of gifts and I'm going to explain to you. Verse 5, 1 Corinthians 12:5.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6. Now see, just think about this. Verse 4, it says the same Spirit. Verse 5, it says, the same Lord. Verse 6 says, the same God. So how it working? All these gifts working by the Holy Spirit. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who said, I will go and pour the Holy Spirit. And I will ask the Father, and Father will give you the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit will not come on you until you know the Son and the Father. So they are all triune one God. And they work together to develop us into image of God. So all these gifts are given. Those gifts are given to edify you. Verse 7.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Okay, now here is saying, all these gifts are given to every man. Every man means every born again child of God who seeks the Holy Spirit or wants the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Those people will be blessed themselves and they will be blessing to others. Means church or to all. Not to profit, but to edify spiritually. People are doing business with this. You remember that Simon said to Peter, give me the Holy Spirit, I'll give some money. He said, no. This is not a business. You cannot buy the Holy Spirit by money. It is a gift of God. Verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as...
Now, many people get mixed up in these 3-4 verses. How they get mixed up, I'll tell you. They will tell you, someone gets the wisdom of God, someone gets the knowledge of God, someone gets the gift of healing, someone gets the gift of faith or prophecy or interpretation. This is because everybody will not get the same thing. Read the verse 11.
But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Severally as he wills. This comes as a package. The once you receive the Holy Spirit, you get all these 9 gifts as a package. The same way when you got born again, you can produce all those fruits as a package. Somebody will say, but I don't have the same thing what the somebody has. Let me tell you. When you say the perfect man, just ordinary general man I'm talking about. If the perfect man has no any lacking, that means that man's supposed to talk, he's supposed to hear, he's supposed to walk and handle everything, his brain should function, means each and every organ should be functioning in that person's life, that is a perfect man, right? But even though that man is perfect in doing everything, but that man may be not singer, he may not be a dancer, he may not be doing everything perfect. Then how they do it? They keep on doing, practicing one thing over and over and over, and they get mastery over it. Same way is the spiritual gifts. If you have the spiritual gift, God gave it to you as a package, and if you don't use it, then somebody has to remind you. You remember, St. Paul says to Timothy, hey, I laid hand on you, and God gave you the gift. Why don't you stir up those gifts? Why don't you use those gifts? Because God is not going to force you to use gifts. You have to use the gift God given. Now somebody will start praying for sick people and people start getting healed and then say, oh, I have the gift of healing. The word of wisdom and another word of knowledge. And somebody says, I have the word of wisdom, I don't have the word of knowledge. But sometimes word of wisdom and word of knowledge works together. The knowledge comes by what? Learning. When you study something, the knowledge comes. But the wisdom comes by experience. When you know these things, all the time you're doing these things, then you could explain to somebody better way. Then somebody is an older person that says, he's an older man, he has a lot of wisdom. How the wisdom came? By experiencing so many years of experience. But the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge given by God, you don't have to learn anything. This is just given by God. The word of wisdom works like this. The word of wisdom, when God has given you the gift, it tells you about the future things, or tells you the things, godly things you can see and say, this is what I see. The word of knowledge works like this. It can tell you the past things by the Spirit or the present things by the Spirit. For example, somebody would say, okay, Spirit of God is telling me you came from South Philadelphia and you took a certain kind of bus and you came here and now you're sitting here and now you are thinking about this kind of disease, somebody should pray for you. Or you might be knowing the person's name or address and things like that. That things can be called word of knowledge. But the word of wisdom is given by what God is speaking, just like it works with the prophecy also. But the prophecy is not the word of wisdom. Prophecy can be a preaching the gospel or telling somebody what God is telling you to tell. Amen. That's the prophecy. The people are saying prophecy means something should be some your future fortune telling. It's not the prophecy. Prophecy is the preaching the word and telling what God is saying. And sometimes God reveals you to tell somebody what God is going to do for them in future. And that's also you can use as the word of prophecy. So many people getting mixed up with this. The same way, let's read the verse 9. It says, another faith by the same Spirit, and another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Now here it says the faith. This faith is not an ordinary faith. God has given each and every person a measure of faith. Means without faith, you cannot even walk on the street. Without faith, you cannot do anything. So God has given us faith. But that faith, when you put faith of God in you, then you get saved. Jesus Christ said, have faith in God. He said it in Mark chapter 11 and verse 22, I think. So he says, have faith in God. So faith in God gives you salvation. And how faith comes, we just said it a few minutes ago. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. He says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So that faith and this faith is completely different. Now that faith came by practicing, hearing the word all the time. Once you start hearing the word of God and knowing more about Jesus, then your faith develops. Book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, who is what?
The author
and finisher of our faith. So now, looking unto Jesus means not just looking at the cross, means knowing more about Jesus, understanding more about Jesus, what Jesus Christ has done for me. Once you know more about Jesus Christ, then the Jesus Christ faith comes in our life. And then we develop our faith because He is the author of faith. He has created faith and He has given faith to every believer. And we have faith. But that is not a gift. That you have to get it from Jesus Christ. But this faith is a gift. Now how it works, this faith, gift of faith is, the people ordinary do not believe this. But you have that gift. When you praying for somebody and you didn't see manifestation of the healing, but you believe that you are healed. And when you say it by faith and that person get healed, then you know that faith was working. So that's what the kind of faith is. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have to have those gifts. So that's the difference. Now, about healing. If you read Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16, please read. See the difference about that healing and this healing. I want to explain to you.
And he said unto them, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Okay, they can cast out devils.
They shall speak with new tongues.
They will be speaking in tongues.
They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
And they shall recover.
And they shall recur. You don't have to have the gift of healing or the Holy Spirit to lay hand on sick. Any believers can do it. He says, the people who believed in Jesus Christ, they can pray for sick people. Take the anointing oil, anoint them with oil and pray. You do not have to have the gift of healing to do that. That's the ordinary believer can do it. Then what is the difference between that healing and this healing? This healing gift is like this. You believe that God can do the things supernaturally healing. I'll give you an example. One day I saw a dream about one little girl that her foot is twisted like this. And after prayer, her foot came like this, means turn around. And I was watching that girl. Someday that girl will come in prayer line. And so it happened that girl came walking upside down foot. I got that faith. Now see, faith and healing work together. So I got that faith, this child is going to be healed. So I prayed and I wanted to see with my own eyes. I prayed and I said to this, her mother and grandmother, look, your child's foot is going to be normal. And as I pray, I say, look, look. And the foot start turning upside, means right side up, means proper. And that girl start jumping and walking normally. So that is the gift of healing. That child's heal, or the gift of miracles. Both ways work. Or sometimes the healing takes place right away. And sometimes the other people will pray that healing comes sometimes gradually. But gift of healing, the healing comes faster and without delay. I have seen people, I prayed that their skin problems or these problems and that problems, and some of them got healed right away. Like somebody had the tumor and they were having problem for many months or things like that, and you touch them and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And then they check it, no tumor. Go on, do the x-ray, no tumor. Tumor is gone. That is a gift of healing. Go back to the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues.
Okay, now here also a little bit complicated. Now he says, gift of miracles. Now this miracle gift is not like a healing, but this miracle gift means extraordinary kind of thing is done by the power of God. It can be person's healing, or it can be a machine, anything. I can tell you, for example, it's a long story. The water meter was completely jammed. We tried everything, 6 months they tried, nothing happened. But I said, it can work. I laid hand and prayed and said, it's fixed. And what happened? They checked it, it was fixed. Okay? That's a miracle. Because it didn't happen by the screwdriver, didn't happen by anything. It's done as you believed it. And the same way, like I said, that somebody's twisted hand or twisted foot or blindness or something like that get healed without medical attention. Those are the miracle healings or miracle things happen. Now, he says prophecy. I already told you about prophecy. Prophecy is the preaching the word of God. Or prophecy is foretelling the future. Discerning of the spirit. Now, this is some people, even though do not have the Holy Spirit, they can say something looking at person. That's like a experienced person will tell you. Even the ordinary people will say this. But there is a gift by the Holy Spirit. You can see person inside. You can see that person inside, and God tells you about that person, and then you know exactly what that person is, and you tell the person, this is what I think about that person. And even though you don't believe it, later on it will be proven that what that person was saying. So you don't have to go to soothsayers. Soothsayers do not have this kind of gift. They just pretend they have it. And they make you fool saying something. They just want to tell you something good. Even though you are not going to get it, but they say, you are going to have a good husband. You are going to have a good wife. You are going to have a good job. They will never tell you anything negative. Everything positive they will tell you. and so they can make money. And but this discernment of spirit, you can see the person and you can read that person inside out. And that's the gift God has given. If I come to know this person is bad, I will not deal with that person. But point I'm making, sometimes we make a judgment with our fear sometimes. But if it is from the Lord, it's not a fear, it's not an anxiety, you will see through, God will show you what kind of person you should be dealing, what kind of person you're not. The point I'm making, this is the way the Spirit of God works. Diverse kind, that's verse 10. Diverse kinds of tongue, that means it's not a one tongue, but different kinds of tongues. This is also not learned tongues. Okay? This is a gift. One day I was sitting and talking with another lady on the railway station. And she is talking in some language I never heard, means never learned that language. And I'm talking to her in one language. She is talking to me in another language. I can understand her language and she can understand what I'm trying to say. That's the way the Spirit works. Diverse kinds of language will work. Sometimes some people will be speaking the same way, 10 years, 20 years, same kind of tongue. And some people language changes for all the time. So, if God has given somebody gifts, diverse kinds of tongues, to know the languages or speak in different kinds of languages in tongue. So, somebody will come and say, oh, I don't have the diverse kind of tongue or unknown tongue, that's why I'm not speaking. They think like speaking in tongue is a gift. Speaking in tongue is not a gift. Speaking in tongue is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that you receive the Holy Spirit and then you to know that you are having Holy Spirit. You speak in tongue, people hear it, and then you know that you have the Holy Spirit. So the diverse kinds of tongues is a gift, but unknown tongue is not a gift. And the interpretation of the tongue is a gift. And how it works, everyone has it, but some people are afraid to use it. I'm talking about the person who has the Holy Spirit. I'm telling from my own experience. All the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit I used in my life in different times and different occasions. Now, the interpretation, it works like this. And I said to everybody, please, praise the Lord, speak in tongue, and glorify God. And everybody starts speaking in tongue. That's normal. But it's not normal in other churches. They will say it's abnormal. Everybody speaking in tongue. What they will say, oh, if you're speaking in tongue, one or two person should be speaking, another person should be interpreting. If you're not doing it, don't do it in the church. Then you ask the question to those people, in your church, does anybody speak in tongue and you interpret anytime? No, never happens. But they will make a rule for you. You don't speak in tongue in the church because you don't have interpretation. But the same time the Word of God said, when you're speaking in tongue, you speak with God and you speak a mystery and you talk to God and nobody has to know it. You can be in the congregation and start speaking in tongue. But the interpretation of the tongue is like this. 200 people speaking in tongue and praising God in tongue. No problem. But the person who wants to give the message in the tongue, that person's tongue will be louder than anybody else. So what happens that when that person speaks louder and the pastor is there, pastor has to say, everybody quiet and listen what the Spirit of God is saying. At that time, the person who is speaking in tongue louder, that person will not stop. That person will keep on speaking. And if that person has the interpretation, that person will speak in tongue and interpret. But if that person doesn't have the gift of interpretation, that person will speak maybe 5 minutes or 2 minutes. But at the same time, if there is some other person sitting there and knows that person speaking in tongue, and then that person will say, this is what the Lord was saying through this person. That's called interpretation. So what I'm trying to say, this, everything has to be in order according to the word of God, but other people will not explain and they don't want those gifts to be operated in their church. Verse 11.
But all these worketh that one in the selfsame spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
God can give all the gifts to you because he has power to give to everybody. And he gives, the word of God says, he doesn't give stingily, but he gives liberally. So means God is not jealous God. One person can have all the gifts, he is not jealous. Okay, verse 12.
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
When they say we baptized in one Spirit and we drank the same Spirit, they say, oh, there's a Holy Spirit. When you are baptized in Jesus Christ, you did not fill with the Holy Spirit. Some people, they get baptism and same day they filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people get saved first and filled with the Holy Spirit and then get baptized. But here we're talking about, just like we heard last couple of weeks ago, they were baptized in Moses and they drank the same spiritual drink. When we are born again, children of God, we are baptized in one body and we drank the one Spirit. That means that Spirit is talking about the Spirit of God or Spirit of Christ. Verse 14.
For the body is not one member, but if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body.
Now here is saying, in the body of Christ, there are all different kinds of members. Each and every person has some gift of God to help each other. In the book of Romans also he says, you should not be puffed up because you prophesy. You should not be puffed up because you interpret. You should not be puffed up because you prayed for somebody and somebody got healed. Each and every gift God has given for the body of Christ for the edification of the member and body of Christ. And so each and every person should be doing their job in unity, in love, and togetherness. Verse 21.
And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
Now each and every member is different. Some people might be highly educated people. Some people might be poor people. But each and every person is a God child and we should handle them very godly way. One time poor people came to our church. We were not here. We were in another church. And there were two ladies who were standing. And these poor people stood there and did the work, cleaning the room and mopping the floor and everything. And they were waiting like this and their other sister, hey, stay away there. Let your turn come. Don't come like this. Those people came to me and said, Pastor Peter, we heard your radio program. You are a man of God, we came here, but some people, they don't want us to be here maybe. So I took those people and said, listen, don't do this. Because Jesus loves everyone. You cannot be nasty with people like that. And one person in India, this happened. One RTO officer, big officer, came to our church. RTO officer means, if you know it, they have authority to give licenses for driving and trucks and all of these things. In that office, he is the big office, and all other people under him work. And that person came to my church. We didn't have even chairs. He sat on the floor. And after the service, I was talking with him. And he said, can I have a glass of water? But there was a one believer sitting. I said, could you give him a glass of water? He said, let him go and get it. Why should I give it to him? So I said to him, it's okay. I went and got the water and gave it to him. And I said to the man, you know, this person who told you like this is new in the church. He doesn't know. He has to learn. And so please forgive me. And I treated him well. And he left. So point I'm making, that person who treated that person nastily, evening service we wanted to go, he said, Pastor Peter, I'm coming for the evening service. I said, you are not. He said, why not? If you cannot give the glass of water to stranger, what are you going to and preach there in that service? I said, you are not going there. You have to learn to wash dishes before you can preach. So he said, okay, I'll go and wash dishes. What I'm trying to say, sometimes people do not know how to treat one another. But once you are born again, child of God, God gives you love towards your brothers and sisters. You love everyone the same way. Verse 24. We are going to finish soon.
For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice.
If one born-again believer is suffering, other people should not make fun of him. If he's sick, we should pray for him. If somebody's in the hospital, try to go and visit him and try to love him. If somebody lost the job, try to give him food. Try to ask him what your needs are. Because we are all one in the body of Christ. That's the way you have to learn. If one little member is hurting, you should be hurting with him or with her. 27.
Now you're the body of Christ, the members in particular, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Of all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
All of these things is easy to understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30 is a little bit difficult to understand. That's the only thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to close. Have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret. Now, here the people will say, here it says, without a tongue, you can't have Holy Spirit. Here it says, if all speaks in tongue. It doesn't say tongue, just see what it says. Is it say tongue or tongues? It says tongues. That's what I said. The speaking in tongues is a gift. Speaking in tongue is not a gift. It's the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit. But if you are speaking in more than one tongue, that's a gift. You understand? So he says, everyone doesn't have the same gifts speaking in different tongues. Okay? And everyone doesn't have gift to interpret. And everyone doesn't have the gift of healing. Everyone can pray for sick. Then the verse 31 says, read 31.
But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
Now you say, what is the best gift? Now you figure it out. Somebody say, I want the gift of healing, I want the gift of prophecy, I want the gift of miracles, I want to do this and that. So you believe what you want to do. And that's the way God will give you gift, and that gift will work in you and you will work. But he says, even though you have all the gifts, and if you don't have love of God in you, then you cannot function for the glory of God. So he said, I'm going to show you excellent way. That will be the next chapter. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the salvation. Give us grace to be baptized. Give us grace to receive the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, bless each and every one of us. Let us be hungry and thirsty for righteousness' sake, so we will be filled. Bless us and use us mightily for the glory of God. Supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.